The alternative country band Starlings Tennessee is based in Nashville, but the music they make is far from mainstream country. The band combines bluegrass with electronic effects on their second album, Between Hell and Baton Rouge. Meredith Oakes has this review.
Welcome to the weird world of Starlings Tennessee, a flannel-clad brotherhood who greet the morning with a can of beer. Here, music sounds as if it was created on a rickety porch, with crickets singing harmonies, and a rainstorm providing the rhythm track. But in reality, the background noises on this album are electronically generated, and peculiar sounds are extracted from familiar stringed instruments.
Well, forbidden fruit makes a sticky jam. My love, get the ship I'm in. I lost my wants and now I won't. Night after night, no place to call home. Lord, I miss her, I am a man. If I could kiss her just once again. But if you take a good look at the ship I'm in, you see forbidden fruit makes a sticky chain.
Starlings Tennessee mix Appalachian inspiration with electronic gizmos. This unique approach to roots music requires a certain disregard for convention, so it's not surprising to discover that the members of Starlings Tennessee used to be in a punk rock band. Despite their punk past, you can hear the group's proclivity for traditional music right through the whine of Tim Bryan's bowed dulcimer. Starlings Tennessee recorded this album at home, a trend that a lot of musicians are following. It's cheaper than going into a studio. It can all be done on a computer, and it's much easier to use and sounds better than it ever did in the past. You can create a whole universe of sound in your living room, and Starlings Tennessee do just that. On this album, they dispel the quaint and outdated notion that roots music is the opposite of technology. In fact, the two work quite nicely together.
The music by Starlings Tennessee, or Starlings TN. The CD is called Between Hell and Baton Rouge, and our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.
Oh, Lord, I thank the stars.